Yeah. You're not what?
I'm not a germaphobe.
But.
Are we recording now?
Yeah, we are now.
Oh, okay.
So you're over there sniffing the mic filter.
It's a habit because I was in radio for a long time. Uh-huh. Actually, like 7 years altogether, counting my college days. And any time I would go into the studio, I would take the fuzzy part off of the microphone, spray it with Lysol. I had my own can of Lysol, uh-huh, and put it back on. And I would smell it. And if that smell ever went away, that Lysol, because I love the smell of Lysol. I love the smell of bleach. I love the smell of Pine Sol. I wish they made, like, air fresheners for your car that smelled like those. I would spray it again. Because you share a microphone with countless amount of people in
and
a radio station.
And they cough and they sneeze and they right. talk and their herped lips hit it. And
yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome.
I remember being at the radio station and thinking the mic smelled funny. Every once in a while you'd be like, is it? Because you know how some, like, mm-hmm, like bad breath
you,
or saliva
even,
will hit
like,
and rot on it.
You use the main one.
Yeah, these were just the big station mics. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the...
You didn't... The main, like, person that was steering the ship.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's
I basically had my own mic.
Everybody had.
But yeah, guests would come in and use mine, and you could always be like, smell, sniff, sniff. Who's been over here?
Right.
You know?
You should have had your own Lysol.
I know.
You should. We should have known each other back then. I could have sprayed it for you. Well, these for the few months I was at KYGO.
Right. Or these covers that I got.
Uh-huh.
That you have, we have
they're
on the
interchangeable.
Mics. Yeah. And when you buy stuff off of eBay, like I saw these mic covers and thought, oh, I'll buy some of these for the mics because, you know, they're good for pop filters and
right,
all kind of stuff. So when I bought it, it was said three covers. And I thought, okay, I'll buy three. Well, they came in like three bundles of these. I've got like 30 of them, of these mic covers.
We don't know if someone's used them?
No, they're all in packages. No, they're packages.
Okay, I'm
they
picturing
were three
like a package of Ziploc bags.
No, they
in
were sealed packages of,
okay,
of mic,
I,
of
I
mic
have
covers.
Lysol over there.
You would come over and spray these.
Yes.
So, yeah, we got plenty of mic covers. So no matter what,
yes,
you could just tear
yeah,
one off
I
and throw
sick,
it away.
I'll
they're almost like practice safe podcasting.
Yeah.
These are just condoms for the mics, basically. Just use
yes
one and throw it away.
But the ones at the radio station were way more expensive. They had like the plastic on the bottom.
Yeah.
And yeah.
These are very cheap.
But they work. They do the job.
And they're colorful.
Yes.
Did I
they
was
have pink ones?
No, they didn't. I was trying to find pink.
Oh.
They had. I think they come in black, red, and yellow in this group that I got.
Oh. And if anyone out there knows of any pink microphone covers, holler.
Let's see. Pink mic covers for Pink Barb
27 on Twitter. Let me know.
My God. So, did you have a good Valentine's Day?
Yes, I love you, and I love Valentine's Day for not the same reason. That we were talking about this last weekend when we went out, me and my friend. She's like, I hate Valentine's Day. I think it's stupid how you're supposed to, like, be forced to get stuff for this person you're supposed to love and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
it shouldn't be every day of the year.
And I agree with that. Okay, it's just like Thanksgiving.
But that's I was surprised to hear a chick talking like that.
Yeah, she's got a different opinion about most things, and that she's one of those thinkers. But when it comes to Valentine's Day or Thanksgiving, I have always thought that it's a great day that in this busy life where we're go to like stop and give thanks on Thanksgiving. Stop.
And collaborate.
Like, you're making fun. It's just a day to stop and be like, hey, babe, I know that life is busy, but I love you, and I think we did a good job of that.
Well, she was talking about how she on Thanksgiving that they don't even think that's a big day. To
my
me, that's a
don't
big
either
day.
And they thought I was so stupid. Every Thanksgiving, I'd be like, "Guys, let's not eat after prayer. Let's go around the table and say what we're thankful for." They
that's weird.
Hated that. I was yeah.
What are they thankful for?
I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah, that's weird, huh?
That's a little weird.
It was enough to get my grandmother to stop and pray for Thanksgiving and then actually stop and go around the table.
Well, yeah, you have to pray just to make it today. I dropped a hammer beat on you.
Yeah. So did you have a good Thanksgiving?
What year is this? You mean Valentine's Day?
Oh, that's what I meant.
Wow, that mimosa kicking in on you. Every time we sit down here to do one of these, the mimosas come out.
Oh.
Well, I found this list. What?
You didn't answer. Did you have a good Valentine's Day?
But you asked me about Thanksgiving.
I know, but you know what I meant.
I do. I had a wonderful Valentine's Day. Thank you very much. You surprised me.
Yes. I didn't tell you where we were going to eat until right before we were going to eat.
And it was pretty exciting.
Yay.
The way you blindfolded me and stuck things in my ears and drove me to where I thought I might be taken advantage of in the woods and left for dead. But
yep, that's exactly what I did.
Well, I found this list, I would ask you about this, of romantic tips.
These are ridiculously stupid.
Yeah, for people that couldn't think of it, their own romantic things.
Okay.
And tell me if you think these are good. Were these things that women can relate to?
And men.
Yeah. Float a love note in a bottle in the bathtub.
I've never known anyone to do that. So I guess that would be very sweet.
Uh-huh.
And it would be something you could cherish forever. Because you could put the love note back in and put the cork back on and put it on your dresser.
Okay.
So, yes, I like that one.
Call to see if you can pick up anything on the way home from work.
We do that for each other every day.
Does that really fall under romantic tips?
That's just courteous. Like, hey, I'm out and about. I'm stopping by Walmart. You need anything?
Hire a masseuse to give your partner a professional massage at home.
No, that's creepy.
You could just sit and watch somebody.
Somebody rub on my boyfriend. Yeah.
You don't like that idea?
I know.
So that's another thumbs down?
So one up and two down.
Ah. How about get tulips and attach a note that say, I've got two lips waiting for you.
That's corny but adorable. For like newer relationships where they're not using the L word yet. And Valentine's Day is all about, like, love, 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 love. Okay.
Tulips sounds like one of those bad Valentine's Day cards that you used to get as a kid.
But if you write it out, it's not as cheesy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Mr. Joe brought Miss Kelly, and they've only been dating for, like, a month and a half, brought her tulips instead of roses, because roses are supposed to be way more serious than tulips, with that on the card.
So you would find this a romantic tip then.
Right. At a newer relationship.
Well, you just talked about roses. Here's what the following one was. Send a dozen roses, 11 red roses, and one white one. The note, in every bunch, there's one that stands out, and that's you.
Again, cheesy, but adorable. Guys don't think of stuff like that.
They don't?
No.
That's probably why this list was made for guys to go, I got no idea what to do. Shit, I don't know.
Most chicks, if they got that, would be like, oh, that's corny, but oh my God, I can't believe you thought of that. That's so sweet. Oh my God.
Really? Normal women?
Yeah. I know. We're weird.
How about this one?
I lost count.
Write him or her a check for 1 million kisses.
No. That's ridiculous.
You couldn't even give a million kisses.
It's just like those coupon books. Oh, I could die trying. I love kisses.
Yeah, I know. Bring home...
Whoa!
What?
Stop the presses.
Bring home one flower for a day for a solid month.
I don't want to talk to you right now.
Why? You mad about the kisses thing?
Yeah. You don't like kisses, huh?
I love kisses.
Why do you boys... not like kisses?
We do like kisses. We like to make out. But and you're so more about just...
I love kisses. And I see your eyes every time. You're like looking around, waiting for it to end.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Because I was watching this TV show.
Screw that. Oh. No more kisses.
What?
Screw it.
No,
you're not getting any more kisses. What was that last one?
No, I like kisses.
Whatever.
I do like kisses.
No. What was that last one?
Bring home one flower a day for one solid month.
That's really sweet, but by this time, it's too late for that. You should have started February 1st and had like 14 days of Valentine's Day. Or had 28
days. Oh, like
12
days of Christmas, but that's not a bad idea.
So this list is, it's too late for that. This is after Valentine's Day, and it's too late for that. Unless you do March.
Okay, this could be really stupid. Trace I love you on a stick of butter or margarine.
That's stupid.
That's stupid.
That's right. That's like taking lipstick and writing on a mirror. I love you. But that's a lot messier.
Did you do that before?
No.
Because you didn't do it for me.
No, I've never done that.
Who'd you do that for?
Haven't you seen that on TV?
No.
I've seen it on
TV.
Did
you do that for
no? No, because I've always thought that would be a mess to clean up. Lipstick.
You could tell me if you did it for somebody
else.
No,
I haven't done it for anyone else. Right. But other people have complained about the number of kisses I like to give out. So you're not the only one.
Really?
Sad face.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah, you did.
I like to kiss. It's
whatever.
You're going to cry?
Maybe.
Are you going to cry?
No.
You're going to tear up and cry right here on the podcast. God.
Freaking girl.
God, you're such a girl.
What else were you talking about? Are there any? Is the list over?
No, there's a bunch.
No.
You could get her a heart-shaped pillow.
Okay.
Have pillows embroidered with her name or get monogrammed pillow covers. That's dumb.
Maybe if you had one, like if a guy had one made for a girl that said, like, Steve loves Janet, that would be impressive. But guys don't do that. Women do that.
And then
women,
guys wouldn't care.
Just like, you know, the last couple, was it our first Valentine's Day? You came home and there were hearts all over the house that led you up to the bedroom and there were things written on it. Yeah, guys don't do stuff like that.
This is another stupid one. Hide a love note in a bottle of vitamins and say, try some vitamin me.
That's gay.
That's pretty stupid too, isn't it?
Yes.
Who wrote these? I want to know if somebody, if these were added by people. Do you have any? What do you have as an idea that could add to this?
I'm not good at this stuff. Well, I've done, like, when you came home, there were hearts all over the house that led you up to the bedroom, and each heart had a reason that I was thankful for you.
That was sweet.
But, yeah.
But it took me forever to stop and pick up and read a note. And you were like, are you ever coming up here?
I did not. No. No, because it was funny because you didn't notice the notes at first. And you just followed them upstairs. And I was like, there's no way you read all the notes.
You go back down there and you read those notes.
And you're like, oh, okay. So you went back down. Yeah. What about you?
To add to that?
Yeah.
I think I'd go with something like that stick of butter thing. I think you should use your penis and write I love you in the peanut butter and then put the lid back on it.
If your penis is that small to fit into a thing of peanut butter to write in it, we got problems. And yours isn't, so I can't believe you just said that.
That was...
Wow.
Wow.
You just totally tried to, like, dog yourself.
I don't even know you why I said that.
Do that.
I have no idea.
Wow.
I was just trying to be goofy and stupid and sweet, and I just, that was bad.
You could do it in the snow, right?
Right, in the snow. In the snow. I would need a whole lot of room, not a jar of peanut butter. What the hell was I thinking?
That's hilarious.
I would need the whole backyard of snow.
Wow, I could have totally let you hang yourself there.
Thank you.
I saved you.
I sure appreciate that.
Wow.
Well, enough of that kind of romantic stuff. Yeah, we should just move on to some other stuff.
Movies. We've been seeing some awesome, sucky movies.
Yes, that's something we actually should talk about because we're because of our podcast and what we do, we are now back on. And this is great. Reviewing movies.
We can tell you what movies to avoid and what movies to run out and see.
Yes.
And so far, this year has sucked. I gotta tell you. I heard this on the radio that they do this. Like,
okay.
They throw out all these awesome movies, like Lincoln and all these other movies.
Right at Christmas time.
Right.
That gets them ready for Oscar.
Yes, yeah. Oscar season. But then at this time right now, if you throw a good movie out, it's too late for Oscar and way too early for next year's Oscar. And so...
They sort of dump some mediocre to crappy movies.
Crap is coming out now, and I was like, huh, that's interesting. And then we've seen some movies recently, and I'm like, yep, totally.
You hated Identity Thief.
Yes, and I was so wanting to like it.
I know, because we got the list of movie screeners that we were allowed to go see.
I love Molly.
You're like, I can't wait.
What's her real name? The actress from Mike and Molly.
Yeah, I can't think of her name right now
either.
And then
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
I love him, too. He's funny.
Whoever edited the commercial previews...
Once again, showed you all the best
parts.
Every
bit of it. That was the best part of it.
Mm-hmm. But there are funny parts. Most of them you've seen in the preview. Mm-hmm. But, like, at the end, I'm like, huh.
Well, Rex Reed. Rex Reed is a really famous movie reviewer.
Oh, okay.
Really famous.
Okay.
For the New York.
I know the thumbs up and thumbs down.
That's
boys.
Siskel and Ebert.
And one of them died.
Right.
And then the other one had
Siskel
some
died.
Massive. And, issues.
Right, and then Ebert had cancer and lost the ability to speak, so
right.
He does
typing.
Typing, everything's typing.
Blogging and stuff.
Right. But Rex Reed, he's in his 70s. He's been doing it forever, one of the most famous reviewers, but he tore up that movie, Identity Thief, and he tore up the actress. I mean, he said he called her, like, fat, obese, and obnoxious, was a quote, in quotes, and tractor-sized, and do you think...
She is a large woman, but...
Do you think that's okay? Or
no, because I think she uses her size as part of her comedy. Like, you saw Bridesmaids when she was in it like that. Like, she was the disgusting, like, you didn't know if she was gay or straight at first.
Mm-hmm.
Bridesmaid, and she was just very, like, grotesque and...
But do you think this character is going to run its course quickly and run its ground? That's just, look at me, I'm big and I'm loud and obnoxious. And
how long was Roseanne Barr awesome before she went stupid?
A while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
But do you think if she does movies like this Identity Thief that it sucks so bad that people it will burn out faster?
Yeah, if she does crappy crapper stuff. Yeah.
But see, I think this is, I didn't see the movie, but Perfect Pitch. Is another one of the
and
chick
I
flips.
And I heard that that's
Fat Amy.
Great.
Fat Amy was supposed to be the one everybody loved because she's this fat, loud, obnoxious kind of.
And I've heard some great stuff about that one.
What'd you hear?
That it was really good.
So, but it's a chick flick, right? Isn't it like Glee or
and that
Chicks
actress
or
was also in Bridesmaids.
Yes, yeah, she was the British fat
yes.
girl. Yeah.
I've heard good stuff about that movie, but I haven't seen it, so I can't tell you.
Well, do you think we've become in society like we used to want to watch movies where people lived in the big, beautiful mansions and they had the beautiful gowns and
right.
the movies and TV always wanted to take you to this other place away from where you lived, and now it's like the other way around. We like watching like
reality TV,
like fat,
people.
Gross,
yeah.
Honey Boo Boo kind of. It's like we'd rather watch people below us than above us.
Yes.
Do you
I
see that
see
trend
that.
Too?
Yeah. Yeah, where'd you get that from?
I just thought of that the other day when I was thinking about all the shows that are
yeah,
on TV.
Instead of wanting to be envious of other people, you just want to be like, I'm doing
I'm
good.
I'm better than that.
Yeah.
I'm better than that. Because look at all the
That's
reality shows. All the, you know, like the Honey Boo Boos and the My Redneck Vacation and my, you know, Duck Dynasty.
But you can't dog stuff like that. It's funny.
I know. I like it. I love Duck Dynasty. Are you distracted by the dogs? We didn't make it another episode without you being Moon Pie.
He's
the American
so
Eskimo is going window to window, looking in the basement
studio.
Can he see us?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the reasons he's barking. He knows he wants us.
He wants just, us.
He wants us
to give him bread.
So what do you think about my perception of?
I could see that completely, and that's sad. That is so sad.
Hmm. Can you hear the dog barking?
And that could be bad for like generations that are coming up, because then they're like, well,
all you gotta do is be fat and stupid
and
be famous.
You know, kind of like watching, growing up in, you know, a family that struggled financially and stuff like that, like seeing people that had money,
uh-huh.
like it motivated me to do well in school because I was going to go to college and then
and you
do
wanted
okay
that.
In college so I could get a good job and make money when my parents weren't able to. But now if you're surrounded by things that are less than you
uh-huh.
and these kids see it, what's going to motivate them to excel?
Well, I think that's part of, you're right, and I agree that some of the stuff, like, it's hip to be stupid now. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like I was talking to Dylan, my son, about, is that when did it become cool to be stupid?
Right.
You know, that you got you don't use proper English when you talk, and you dress down, and you, right. and you cool know, and if hands. Somebody's smart at school, well, they're...
You make fun of them.
Make
but
fun of them.
Sheldon Cooper makes smart people seem cool.
Right. You
Big
love
Bang Theory.
You love Sheldon.
Love him.
But see, we're laughing at the smart person now, you know.
Because he uses his brain, and he's witty.
Do you think it all goes back to, like, we don't dress up anymore as a society, and everything's just been dumbed down?
Maybe that's Colorado.
No, I think that's everywhere. Get on a plane, no matter where you are. Are people dressing up to travel anymore?
It depends on when you travel. Like, that Monday that I flew to Dallas for work, everyone on the plane was, like, dressed for work. Because they're work people going to work. But if you go on a, you know, Friday afternoon, yeah, you're going to dress down.
You got the flip-flops and hairy armpits kind of sitting next to you.
I don't know why people wouldn't shave before they get on a plane. You.
I'm talking about guys. Big old sweaty. I'm talking about big old wife-beater tees.
Picturing, like, women.
Yeah, I'm talking about big, hairy, sweaty armpits with skin tags touching you and stuff, you know.
Oh, that's weird.
Flip-flops with dirty toenails.
It's because the people in this world are fatter than they used to be, so they get hotter than they used to. And so therefore they dress down for being in confined spaces like an airplane.
But everybody's just dressing less and less.
It's true.
Remember when you used to actually have to dress up? Like, you got put on your school clothes. Now come home, take those off.
Right.
Put on your play clothes. Okay, we're going to church. Put on your church clothes.
Do people do that anymore?
We're home from church. Put on, you know, get. Yeah. No, it's like this is what I wear. Take it or leave it.
Right. And you make fun of me for changing so much.
You change a lot, though.
Because I grew up with that. Like, you had your school clothes, and then you come home, you have your play clothes, and you have your nighttime clothes. Then on the weekend, you have your, like, going shopping clothes. Then you come home, and you have your play clothes. And then Sundays, you wake up and you have your church clothes, and you have your after-church clothes, and you have your nighttime church clothes.
But you have the, we're going to the mall, so I'll put this on, and I'm coming home, and we're going
to
go...
Out to dinner,
so I'm going to change clothes.
So I want to be a little nicer.
And after dinner, we're going to go to the... Let me come home and put something, because we're going to a club.
Yeah.
So that was like three changes in a day.
I don't wash them every time.
You don't wash your clothes?
Oh, my Lord. I don't wash...
Did you hear that? You heard her. She said that. She said, I don't wash them.
Not after every use. Uh-oh. I think I have a blood clot.
A blood... Wow. That was a subject change. How do you have a blood clot?
Or it's a bruise.
You have a big, nasty spot on you?
I have a bump.
On your leg?
Mm-hmm.
That could be bad.
I know. Will you come check it out?
You might just fall over any second. You feeling dizzy? Is your leg numb?
You've had blood clots before.
I did. When I was traveling.
I don't know. I don't remember hitting my leg, but you know how I roll.
Right. How big a knot is it?
It's about that size.
That's pretty big.
So that would be a big blood clot. So maybe it's just a bruise.
Is it purple?
I see a purple spot. Anyway, people don't want to hear about this. You wouldn't say
we have hundreds of people that listen to this thing, and now they're going to wonder at the end of the... Did you wonder if she had a blood clot? I wonder if there's going to be another wrinkled sheet. What if she died? You know what? I hope they let us know. Maybe some point during the week, you
should just tweet or post.
I'm alive. It wasn't a blood clot.
Well, how about when you post this? By then, I'll know if it's a blood clot or not, because you'll have checked me out.
Uh-huh.
And when you post it, you could just be like, hey,
By the way, it wasn't a blood clot. She is fine.
And people be like, what is he talking about?
She changed clothes after she found out it wasn't a blood clot and put on her not blood clot outfit.
I got, yeah, TV watching clothes.
Oh, there was one more movie we were going
to
talk about, too.
Yes, I was
going to. What was the other movie?
That you went and saw without me.
Side Effects.
I don't know anything about this
movie.
Side
Effects. It's Jude Law and Catherine Zeta-Jones. And it is about, and I don't want to give the plot away if I tell too much, because there was a great twist in it. I will just basically say it's about the drugs like Prozac, Zoloft, and that kind of stuff, and the possible side effects.
Oh, very
cool. And then it turns into a really dark, deep story about that. And I can't give much else because, seriously, the twist, I was like, oh, I didn't see that coming.
So out of five Mudflap Girls, five being the best, how would you give?
I would give it a 4.5 4.5
4.5 Mudflap Girls?
Yeah. I enjoyed it. It's one of those. The acting, the acting was really good. I liked the story.
I liked Jude Law, and I liked Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm. And then the new the other girl was the one from Rooney, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. When I do these reviews, I should really have notes in front of me.
Yes.
But it was the girl that starred. Rooney Mara,
I love
whatever
her. I love her.
Yeah.
Are they doing
she was
another
really good
Dragon Tattoo movie?
They talked about having another one. And
I think it's stupid that they don't, because there are books.
Yeah.
So
I saw the first movie,
and I was like, dang, I want to know what happened. So I read all the other books, and now I'm like, I want to see all the other movies. And I feel like I'm being ripped off.
Well, should we go ahead and just watch
the Swedish version?
The Swedish versions? Because
I like
they're
titles
on Netflix.
But it's not Rooney. Rudy. It's not the same actress.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be just as good. I'd heard those movies are done really well.
Well, we'll wait another week or two. And if it doesn't come out,
would it be okay to go ahead and watch the foreign ones and then go compare it to the?
And I know a lot
ones?
Of people did that, expecting that they would have an American version to compare it to. But once again, Americans are slackers.
Because I know the art theater over slackers. Here that showed all of our, you know, is not movies but films. The ones that show films showed the foreign version, and they were packed. That
right.
That movie did those that series did really well.
Which movie theater?
The one that tore down, it was the Tamarack over there off of Hamden. Mm.
Yes. Okay, we'll do it. I know it's on our Netflix, so we can watch it.
But we've got so much other...
DVR crap.
You DVR everything and never watch
what
it.
What the hell? No. I have, like, some shows that I would be like, bam, 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 watch. And you're like, well, wait for me to be here. And why aren't we recording this show? We should be recording this show. And I'm just like...
Well, when I record something, you're like, what the hell is this? Why are you recording this?
Because you never watch it.
I know, but it's like you're the only one that's allowed to pick a show to record.
No. No.
Have I not picked a couple shows? And then you're
okay,
like, well, why are you recording
far,
this?
Thus far, yes. Because if you were to stop and watch any of the shows you... How many... Which late night show host did you record? Craig?
Craig Ferguson?
Yeah. We had... If I hadn't deleted any, we would have had like... 40, 50, probably. It was like a couple months worth. So probably like 60 Craig Fergusons that you would never take 60 hours of your life and sit down and watch.
That's true. I thought I would be able to like watch it the next day because it comes on so late. I thought I'd watch it the next day.
And
then you get two or three behind and then you're four behind.
And you did the same thing with the Graham Norton show.
But I caught up with the Graham Norton.
Okay.
Because
are we still recording it?
Yeah, we're still recording Graham Norton. But that was another one. Why were you recording this for?
And then you were doing like Magnum PI, which has been around forever.
And then I got Netflix, and then I went ahead and took it all off.
And so, like, you just, for the longest while, you would record stuff and just never watch it. And you recorded several movies, and you never watched them. And then we switched from Dish to DirecTV. And
which do you like better?
DirecTV.
Is that because you work for them?
Yes. No, I think it's easier to use. And
I think you're right. I will agree
even
to that.
Even though it was a change when we first got it, and I'm like, oh,
I can't understand the remote. Well, the guide sucks. What are the full page jumps?
It's a lot easier. I like it. DirecTV rocks. If you're not using DirecTV, you need to switch to DirecTV now and let them know that Janet Blair referred you.
Because you'll get how much off?
I think I get a bonus or something.
Look at the dog looking in the window.
Did he wave?
Yeah.
Aww.
He put his paw up on the glass like, let me in.
Where are we at?
Where are we at? We're at 29 minutes. So
again?
We can all, yeah. this thing rocks. We just got to get to talking on the podcast. Wrinkled sheets, y'all.
We need to remember to keep doing this on Sundays. Because I'm not exhausted.
Uh-huh. Because a lot of times you come in from work.
From
and
work
go,
and I'm
you
like.
You want to do one of these?
Fine.
All right. Let's go down. I really don't have much to say.
And you're like, what's going on in the world? I'm like, Moztec.
I don't know. I worked all day. What do you have?
Yeah. So Sundays are a lot better. We've just learned this the last two times. We've recorded on Sundays. I'm a lot peppier.
It's because you're drunk on mimosas.
I am not drunk.
You've been listening to Branson music and drunk on mimosas.
Again with the Branson
disc. No matter how high I get.
That's an Oak Ridge Boys song.
I know that.
You're dogging Oak Ridge
Boys.
No,
I love it.
I'm telling
no.
Joe.
I love the Oak Ridge Boys. That's again. You know I love the Oak Ridge Boys. I'm just doing that because
damn.
No matter how hard
you're never going to go home with me, are you?
What?
You're never going to go home with me, are you?
To Branson?
Yeah.
It might get on me.
That's a no. So, on our next podcast, we're going to talk about what happens when your boyfriend doesn't want to meet your parents.
On the next Wrinkled Sheets, now's the time we got to go. Check out Pop Chips at popchips.com, Perky Jerky at perkyjerky.com, the Action Pack Snack. You'll eat one in the morning, you'll be buzzing all day.
Yep.
Anything you want to rat throw out here before we get...
I hope everybody had as good of a Valentine's Day as we did.
It was very nice. Thank
it was
you.
Nice.
Thank you. And the cuddle time was good, too.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We don't give out that
okay,
much
Okay, we
got to
go. See ya.
Bye.